From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. The Indonesian government is targeting to administer 300 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine by the end of 2021 under the National Vaccination Program. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin has said in a press statement accessed online in Jakarta on Monday. President Joko Widodo has asked that 2 million vaccine doses be administered each day under the National Immunization Program to reach the target. Based on the number of first dose recipients, Indonesia ranks fifth globally, with more than 100 million citizens completing the first dose. The Indonesian Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry on Monday announced the cancellation of the joint patrol with the Australian Border Force, or ABF, following the Australian authorities setting fire to three Indonesian fishing vessels that had allegedly violated maritime borders by illegally fished outside of legal territory. The ministry explains that the future of the joint operation between the Indonesian and Australian Maritime Border Authorities will continue after the ABF provides further details about the incident. The operation was initially scheduled to start this week. Local residents are a crucial factor in the success of mangrove rehabilitation efforts, land and water conservation. That's according to the Indonesian Environment and Forestry Minister's Director Muhammad Zainal Arifin. To this end, the government has bolstered public involvement through the National Economic Recovery Program. They noted during a discussion at the Indonesian Pavilion at the COP26 UNFCCC, or United Nations Climate Change Conference, observed in Jakarta on Monday, several special initiatives can be taken to encourage the recovery of the mangrove ecosystem, one of which is combining a community-based approach with economic stimulus under the PEN program. Now we move to the international news. The U.S. Department of Defense said China has influence on North Korea but is not using it to push the North to engage in dialogue and diplomacy for denuclearization. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby issued the position on Monday during a press briefing when asked about China's role in North Korea issues. Kirby said the international community would like to see China use its influence in a constructive way to implement the United Nations Security Council sanctions against the North. A senior U.S. official will reportedly discuss a variety of issues during his upcoming trip to South Korea, including the North Korean nuclear program and the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, Daniel Crittenbrink, will visit South Korea from Wednesday to Friday following a trip to Japan. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said on Monday during a press briefing that the threat posed by North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear program will certainly be discussed during Crittenbrink's trip to Seoul. Barack Obama has called on young people to stay angry in the fight against climate change at the COP26 summit. The former U.S. president urged them to apply political pressure to make a change, but warned they would need to accept compromises along the way. Mr. Obama said the world is nowhere near where we need to be to avoid a future climate catastrophe. He called out nations for failing to meet the pledges they made in the 2015 Paris Agreement when he was in the White House. We end the news with Japan that has neither confirmed nor denied reports that its top nuclear envoy had characterized South Korea's proposal to declare a formal end to the Korean War as premature. When asked whether the Kyoto News report was true, Deputy Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihiko Isozaki said Monday, the U.S., Japan, and South Korea are closely exchanging views on North Korea but refused additional comment, citing diplomatic privilege. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of today's commentary is Learning from the European Experience. The implementation of Community Activity Restrictions, or PPKM, which is continuously carried out and evaluated by the government every week, has brought about positive impacts. The number of active COVID-19 cases remains under control and continues to improve. The reproduction number of Indonesia and Java, Bali is also still below, one which indicates that the COVID-19 pandemic is under control. In addition, based on epidemiological report, the death rate from COVID-19 has now decreased dramatically. In fact, the current number of funerals is equivalent to the number of funerals prior to the pandemic. This was revealed by Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, concurrently Coordinator for the Implementation of the Java-Bali Community Activity Restrictions, PPKM, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, in an online press conference monitored in Jakarta on Monday. However, on the same occasion, he also disclosed that
there was an increased trend of COVID-19 cases, especially in 43 districts or cities in Java-Bali region, including in Jakarta. Over the last few months, the number of active cases of COVID-19 has continued to decline to 99%, which peaked last July. The news about the upward trend in the number of cases was certainly worrying at the time. Luhut Binsar further explained in a limited meeting that President Joko Widodo urged all parties to learn from the experiences in European countries. A number of countries in Europe have experienced a large daily spike in cases due to people's negligence in implementing health protocols. How is the behavior of the Indonesian people according to the observation of the COVID-19 handling task force? Minister Luhut Binsar said that last week his side sent a team to observe the implementation of health protocols in number of tourism destinations in Bali and Bandung, West Java. Visitors to malls and tourism attractions have been monitored for implementing health protocols properly, in this case wearing masks. However, keeping distance is still weak, especially in tourism attractions. It's even been found that some bars and clubs violated the rules of opening hours and the number of visitors. Based on these observations, the government can immediately make an evaluation. It is time for stricter action to be taken against violators of the health protocols, especially the management of entertainment and tourism venues. If there is no decisive action, Indonesia can experience another spike in COVID-19 cases, and this time, it is worried that the government will face it with increasingly limited resources. That's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Listener, our regular segment Today in History starts with the event on November 9, 1953, when Cambodia gained independence from France. Cambodia is a constitutional monarchy state in Southeast Asia. This country is the successor of the Khmer Empire, which had controlled the entire Indochina Peninsula between the 11th and 14th centuries. Towards its independence, the United States of the Republic of Indonesia did help this Cambodian state. In 1863, King Norodom was installed by Thai, sought refuge in France. In 1867, King Norodom signed an agreement with France containing of giving the right of control of Battambang and Siem Reap provinces, which become parts of Thai. Finally, the two provinces were granted to Cambodia in 1906 in a border treaty by France and Thailand. Cambodia was made a protectorate by France from 1863 to 1953 as part of the Indochina colony. After Japanese occupation in the 1940s, Cambodia finally gained its independence from France on November 9, 1953. Cambodia became a constitutional kingdom under the leadership of King Norodom Sihanouk. Next event is that in 1989, the Berlin Wall was opened by the government of East Germany. The Berlin Wall is a dividing wall built by the Democratic Republic of Germany and East Germany, which separated West Berlin and East Berlin and other areas of East Germany. This wall was built on August 13, 1961. In 1989, there were radical political changes in the Eastern Bloc area related to the liberalization of the authority system in the Eastern Bloc and the diminishing influence of the Soviet Union in the countries, such as Poland and Hungary. After civil turmoil for several weeks, the East German government announced on November 9, 1989, that the people of East Germany could go to West Germany and West Berlin. The last event is that in 1989, Sarwo Edi Wibowo, the commander of the Army Commando Regime, now Kopassus, passed away. Lieutenant General retired Sarwo Edi Wibowo is an Indonesian military figure. He is the father of Kristiani Herawati, who is the wife of the 6th President of the Republic of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Sarwo Edi Wibowo played a major role in the suppression of the 30th of September movement rebellion in his position as Commander-in-Chief. In addition, he also served as chairperson of the Central Board of Education for the implementation of the guidelines for the creation and practice of Pancasila, or BP7, the Indonesian ambassador to South Korea, and the governor of the Armed Forces Academy of the Republic of Indonesia. Sarwo Edi Wibowo passed away in Jakarta, November 9, 1989, at 64 years old. And listener, that was Today in History. Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is My Indonesia. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita attended the Expo Dubai 2020 event in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, UAE, on November 2, 2021. As reported on the official website of the Ministry of Industry, www.kemenperin.go.id on Sunday, in addition to attending Expo Dubai 2020 event, Minister Agus' working visit to the United Arab Emirates is aimed at meeting potential investors. One of them is Al Khalij Sugar, AKS, which has a sugar factory in Dubai with a capacity of 6,000 tons of sugar per day. Apart from owning a sugar factory in Dubai, AKS also invests in Egypt and Spain. AKS annual income is estimated at $14 billion. Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said that Al Khalij Sugar Co.AKS will invest in an integrated sugar factory in Indonesia. Apart from producing sugar, AKS also plans to produce bioethanol and electricity from biomass. AKS will invest $2 billion, or around 28.638 trillion rupiah. The commitment was conveyed by Managing Director of Al Khalij Sugar Co., as well as Chairman of Jamal Al-Ghurair Group, Jamal Al-Ghurair, during a meeting with Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita in Dubai. In addition, Minister Agus further explained that he would cooperate with other ministers to explore investment opportunities because they are related to energy investment and land fulfillment. He hopes that the investment of the Dubai Sugar Company will be the trigger for a more efficient national sugar industry in the future. Minister Agus remarked that AKS would develop ethanol fabrication from sugar. Ethanol is also expected to be an alternative fuel source. This effort is in line with the trend of reducing carbon emissions, which has made a number of countries seriously look for cleaner energy sources. Countries such as Australia, the United States, and the Philippines have developed a large amount of ethanol as an alternative to fossil fuels. The use of ethanol in new and renewable energy is an alternative to reduce carbon emissions from the transportation sector. According to Minister Agus Kartasasmita, apart from being a fuel, sugar ethanol can be used to reduce dependence on refined sugar. He also said that in this context, sugar import can be suppressed, and even in the future, it will be possible to reduce it by around 750,000 tons per year. Minister Agus added that the national demand for sugar is around 6.7 million tons. There are several ways to reduce sugar import, including by preparing sugar cane plantations and encouraging the digital transformation process. According to Minister Agus, the presence of AKS in Indonesia can help meet the national sugar demand. Well, listener, that's my Indonesia, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
For hindrance the übertragung skater that COVID-19 virus, to richtige tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Welcome back, listener, to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, Yogyakarta International Airport does not only serve flights, but also provides a stage for cultural arts. State-owned airport operator PT Angkasa Pura 1 or AP1 recently opened 3 arenas in the terminal where artists demonstrated their dancing skills in front of airport passengers at the departure entrance, the pickup door, and the Lawang Papat arrival point. The 3 arenas became stages for the Gebiar Bergas Budaya show. This performance took place only on October 16 until November 7, 2021. Every Saturday and Sunday. October 30 and 31st, the Celingguk group from Hargomulyo Kapanewon Kokap, Yogyakarta, performed the Angguk and Incheling dances at the Gebiar Bergas Budaya. We will introduce you to one of the dances, namely Incheling Dance. Incheling is a traditional dance which brings the theme of Panji story. Story of Panji is a collection of stories about two main characters, Raden Panji Inu Kertapati or Kudawa Ningpati or Asmara Bangun, a prince from the Jenggala Kingdom, and Dewi Sekartaji or Galuh Chandra Kirana, a princess from the Kediri Kingdom. Listener, Incheling derives from the word onchlang, which means racing horse or teji. This dance is usually performed in groups with 15 or 17 dancers and uses ondong or horse as a dance tool outdoors in 3 to 4 hours. Although the dancers are all male, but there is a female role played by men called cepet wadon. In addition, what is also interesting and liked by the audience is the role of the pentul, Bejer, and Ketek or monkey characters, because the roles of these characters are played in a witty and interesting way. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yoshi te COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it on your conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and Language and Book Development Agency to Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is electricity credit, which means membeli pulsa listrik. Listen to this conversation about buying electricity credits, which means membeli pulsa listrik. Kevin asked Rama how to buy electricity credits.
Rama, mengapa meteran listrikku berbunyi terus ya?
Itu tandanya pulsa listrikmu habis.
Oh begitu. Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listrik?
Kamu bisa beli pulsa listriknya di situs belanja daring. Caranya, pilih bagian pulsa dan tagihan, klik bagian listrik PLN. Selanjutnya, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, pilih jumlah pulsa, lalu bayar menggunakan opsi transfer bank.
Wah, praktis dan mudah ya.
Iya, sekarang kita bisa isi pulsa listrik secara daring.
Now, I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expression related to today's topic. I'm going to say each sentence twice and you can repeat after me. Meteran listrik. Meteran listrik, which means electric meter. Berbunyi. Berbunyi, to make a sound. Pulsa listrik. Pulsa listrik, which means electricity credits. Habis. Habis, which means finished. Situs belanja daring. Situs belanja daring, which means online shopping site. Tagihan. Tagihan, which means bill. Nomor meter. Nomor meter, which means meter number. ID pelanggan. ID pelanggan, which means customer ID. Bank transfer. Bank transfer, which means bank transfer. Praktis. Praktis, which means to be practical. If you want to ask about the way or process, you can use the interrogative word bagaimana. In English, how. To ask about the way, people usually use the expression bagaimana cara. Bagaimana cara, which means how to. Like in the sentence, bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listriknya? Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listriknya? Which means how to buy electricity credits. To respond to the expressions, bagaimana cara? You have to mention the process consecutively, like the following example. Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listrik? Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listrik? In English, how to buy electricity credits. Kamu bisa beli pulsa listrik di situs belanja daring. Kamu bisa beli pulsa listrik di situs belanja daring. In English, you can buy electricity credits on the online shopping site. Caranya, pilih bagian pulsa dan tagihan, klik bagian listrik PLN. Caranya, pilih bagian pulsa dan tagihan, klik bagian listrik PLN. In English, the ways are to select credits and bill, and then to click PLN. Selanjutnya, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, pilih jumlah pulsa, lalu bayar menggunakan opsi transfer bank. Selanjutnya, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, pilih jumlah pulsa, lalu bayar menggunakan opsi transfer bank. In English, afterward enter the meter number or customer ID, select the number of credits you will buy, then pay by transfer bank option. In the Indonesian language, conjunction can be used to mention sequence of process, for example, kemudian, lalu, selanjutnya, and setelah itu. In English, then or afterward. The conjunction is also usually used to connect a main sentence with a clause. For example, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, kemudian pilih jumlah pulsa. Masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, kemudian pilih jumlah pulsa. In English, enter meter numbers or customer ID, then select numbers of credits. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Plus Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Rama, mengapa meteran listrikku berbunyi terus ya?
Itu tandanya pulsa listrikmu habis.
Oh begitu. Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listrik?
Kamu bisa beli pulsa listriknya di situs belanja daring. Caranya, pilih bagian pulsa dan tagihan, klik bagian listrik PLN. Selanjutnya, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, pilih jumlah pulsa, lalu bayar menggunakan opsi transfer bank.
Wah, praktis dan mudah ya.
Iya, sekarang kita bisa isi pulsa listrik secara daring.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Ryuko Kusumawati. See you tomorrow with another interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
good time.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Madah Pusaka by Irwan Syahri. Composed by Ahmad Baki, this song comprises lines of pantun or rhyming poetry. The lyrics has life's advice such as pelan-pelan tuan berlari, hati-hati jika melompat, teman tertawa mudah dicari, kawan menangis sukar didapat. Which means, run slowly, be careful when jumping, friends in good times are easy to find, friends in bad times are difficult to find. Alright listener, this is Madah Pusaka by Irwan Syahri. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.